Hi, Judith. Thank you for waiting, ma'am.
Hi, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. I've recently been diagnosed with subclinical hyperthyroidism, and I haven't seen the endocrinologist yet. But what I've read, you know, the treatment involves the patent drugs that, of course, have serious side effects. And then ultimately, if they don't work, they take out your thyroid, and then they give you the patent medications because now you're hypothyroid. So I'm hoping you have information on natural treatment for hyperthyroid.
How about how to reverse it entirely? In the large majority of cases, which is what we've been doing at Tahoma Clinic, ever since an article came out in 1984 in a medical journal from Walter Reed Army Hospital, no kidding, ma'am, an official government hospital, and this official government hospital, they published on how to get rid of hyperthyroidism, and they actually tried four different ways, this before that, that before this, et cetera, and they told us which way worked best. And we've been using it ever since then, and it works like a son of a gun. I'd say in all the years since the 1980s, with all the Tahoma Clinic doctors, there may have been one or two failures, and that's it. Other than that, it works extremely well. There's no patent medicines. You do need to work with a doctor on it. So I think we're probably the only ones in the area using that, even though I do teach it at seminars. And all I have to do to teach it is just repeat what the people at Walter Reed Army Hospital said. It's simple.
About how long does it take?
Well, let's see. I'm just trying to remember some of the PowerPoints I looked at. Usually within a month, the numbers are coming down to where they belong. And within 6 weeks or so, they're usually normalized. Now, a person has to keep taking this stuff for quite a while. And then we need to look for what's causing the problem. Because
great. I'm glad you said that.
Because what the Walter Reed people did is to tell us how we can get the symptoms under control, but they didn't tell us what causes it. And as it's an autoimmune problem, ma'am, we start looking for autoimmune triggers. And they include milk, and they include dairy, and they include a little bacteria called Helicobacter pylori. And so we look through the autoimmune repertoire there, and usually we can find something, and then we go after that. But anyway,
yeah,
ma'am.
My case is probably dairy. I had planned to come to Tahoma Clinic, and I guess now I will be coming sooner than I had planned to get the treatment.
Well, good, because you need to get on this as soon as you can. Whatever doctor you see, just mention, oh, I heard about this Walter Reed Army House Army Hospital, and they'll say, how did you hear about that? But they all know what it is.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, doctor.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye.